is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, has been killed in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu through an interpreter.
Hamas will no longer rule in Gaza. This is the beginning of the day after Hamas.
CBS's Margaret Brennan has details.
The top echelon of leadership has now been killed. Sinwar was the mastermind responsible for that surprise attack October 7th, an insurgent attack against one of the most sophisticated military forces in the world.
Sinwar was killed by Israeli forces during a military operation in Gaza. Now that his death has been confirmed, how could this impact talks to release the hostages? CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The hope is with him out of the way that perhaps they might be able to move those hostage talks forward. They've been actually stuck now for about 6 months with no negotiations at all going on over the past months.
CIA Director Burns has briefed the leadership of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on Sinwar's death. A new report about the first attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, is out today. CBS's Nicole Skanga has details.
There are a series of issues outlined in this blistering 35-page report. In a letter to the DHS secretary, the bipartisan panel of former Homeland Security officials warning that without fundamental reform, they believe another Butler can and will happen.
The report also says systemic issues must be addressed with urgency. An $880 million settlement agreement has been announced between the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and hundreds of people who accused priests of abusing them while they were children. CBS's Nancy Chen.
In a statement, attorneys for the alleged victims told CBS News the massive amount of this settlement reflects the amount of grievous harm done to vulnerable children in the decades of neglect, complicity, and cover-up by the Archdiocese, which allowed known serial predators to inflict this harm.
Archbishop Jose Gomez said in a statement in part that he hoped the settlement would provide some measure of healing. Mitzi Gaynor has died. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
The actress who sang and danced had been an international star since appearing in the 1958 film South Pacific.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
But Gaynor felt that she was only a fair actress, so she moved on to Vegas, then on to TV specials in the late 60s and 70s.
And I'm Cook, too.
Fans so adored her, 6,000 attended an outdoor concert in L.A. in 2019 to hear the then 87-year-old perform.
This is CBS
News. The actress who sang.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Those favoring a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County, where a 0.5% sales tax has gained initial approval. A county board committee there pushed forward their plan yesterday. Racine County leaders are exploring a similar tax, which could generate significant revenue. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. After the UWM visit, it's off to rallies in La Crosse and Green Bay. And this year's Christmas celebrations in Kenosha will be held across multiple parks. That includes Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans' defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Kickoff in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, just this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger of a wheat burning. But it'll shove us to high temperatures today in the low 60s and the upper 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Thursday. Well, if you're looking for a unique fall road trip, head to Columbus, Georgia to the Lunchbox Museum. This unique museum was founded by Alan Woodall Jr. and features more than 3,500 lunchboxes, many of which are adorned with popular TV and toy characters. The museum boasts more than 3,000 lunchboxes and 1,000 thermoses, making it the largest collection of its kind in the world. Boy, that took me back to my childhood. I hadn't thought about this in years. I remember as a kid having a Fat Albert lunchbox.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion.
to yourself.
Look to yourself.
Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field in every town, all of his children,
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a
so sweet to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Lots of stuff going on in the news, of course. The election less than 3 weeks away. We've got the wars in the Middle East. But please, please don't forget about those families affected by those hurricanes in Florida. We can't let that get out of our top of mind awareness because they still need help. And we've set up a website, civicmedia.us/help. There you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. And again, our website, make it easy for you, civicmedia.us/help.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, you know, actually broke out the winter coats over the last couple of evenings. Tonight, though, clear and a low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and 67.
long as there are stars above you. You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. The 31-year-old served as a captain in the Raymond Fire and Rescue Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. Bayer got married last year, and a fund has been set up to support his unborn child. There could be a sales tax vote next week in Waukesha County. Supervisors are considering a new 0.5% county sales tax, which could generate an estimated $60 million annually. Initially, it would address a $5 million budget shortfall. The county executive argues that the tax is necessary due to a lack of shared revenue from the state and rising costs due to inflation. The Racine County Board of Supervisors are also looking at a first-time sales tax. And when Christmas comes to Kenosha this year, it'll be spread out and in new places. The city's Parks Commission has approved plans for this year's Lighten Up celebration and Christmas tree lighting. This year, it'll take place across several city parks, including Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. Previous tree lightings have been held near the museum. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger of a wheat burning. But it'll shove us to high temperatures today in the low 60s and the upper 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
News, timeless hints from Seals and Crofts and Summer Breeze on WRJN. The late Jim Seals, who died June 6, 2022, would have been 83 today.
Oh, on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and races right down to your district. You'll also find information on when, where, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. Talk
and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Local news, timeless hints from Tom Jones and She's a Lady on WRJN. The first time you heard that, was it on vinyl? You know, a lot of these timeless hits were no doubt played from vinyl the first time you heard them. And now, Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music that you win, and that drawing happens on October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I want my baby.